Started at Fourmile, late 89. You know, the industry had been through a downturn. A lot of underground coal mines had closed. So I had come from Hexham Engineering. Markle actually said, you should give Clary Coutts a call. They're looking for a LECO. And that's pretty much how the journey started.
Yeah. What were your early days at Fourmile like? What do you remember?
Yeah, they're pretty interesting. I was 25 at that stage.
Yeah.
And there was a good crew of people. Yeah, a lot of young blokes in that workshop and some great memories from that time, you know. We got up to a bit of skullduggery at times, but probably doesn't meet the standards these days, but yeah, you know, it was good fun.
Yeah.
Back in those days, I think the interview for that job was with a guy called Alan Meredith and Clary Coutts, who was the electrical engineer at the time. And the funny thing, you know, I was a bit of a surfy guy back in the day with the shoulder-length hair and you know, Alan Meredith sort of said, oh, you've got the job, but you've got to get a haircut. So it was a sign of the times. He said, Paul won't like it. So I turned up on the Monday. I think I dropped 2 inches and he said, you didn't take any notice about the haircut. So, yeah, that was a little bit of a battle for a little bit with the hairnet and stuff. So
you kept the hair?
Yeah, but I eventually complied. It was just easier.
Yeah,
get on the boat.
What do you learn on a daily basis? Obviously, you've got your skills, you know what you're doing. Are there times that you get really tested?
I think the biggest thing I learned working with the Bloomfield Group, and, you know, it's probably to my detriment now I'm retired and I've got all this time, is you just learnt that you don't take no for an answer. You know, you can't do that. Well, you can. We've just got to work out how we can do it safely and you develop that skill set. And back in the early days, it was on a pretty tight budget. There wasn't the money within the business that, you know, there probably is today.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I think we became very resourceful.
Mm.
And it's probably to our detriment at times. People would shake their head and say, why are they doing it like that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you just go and buy a new one. But
Paul can't wait.
Yeah, it was. It probably took a lot of us a long time to adjust, you know. And from my early days as a LECO through to, you know, being a supervisor later in my working life, I still treated it as if it was my money.
I'm sure as you went through and as you progressed, mentoring was a part of your role. What do you remember of being mentored yourself? Were there people that
there's a couple that come to mind. I remember I was building a house back in I'd been up at the open cut on Dog Watch for a while and I was building this new house and I'd had a few sickies and Reg had caught up with me and gave me he's a real character and pretty straight shooter.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's get to work, you know, your house, you'll have to sort that out in your own time on the weekends or whatever. And he was a bit of a mentor for me, you know. He pulled me into line a couple of times, you know, with a bit of fatherly advice. And that was probably one of the reasons I ended up getting my mining supervisor's qualifications. You know, I'd been on shift work for about 15 years, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, between nights and afternoons, the industry had just changed the 60 retirement. So you no longer had to retire. So that pathway of you know, they'll be gone in 6 months, there's my role, was gone. So I went back and, did some work with my education, went and got a cert 4 and then could sit for my OCE exam.
Tell me a bit about the different perspective you had on work after that.
Yeah, and it was sort of interesting because I'd been through Fourmile, been at the open cut. When I was on afternoon shift, I was actually a delegate, lodge secretary for a period of time. Yep. So I understood the guy's needs through that lodge secretary role.
Yep.
And then I basically from one day, from a Friday to a Monday, swap sides, change shirts.
Jeez.
Yeah, and I was on the other side of the fence. And it's pretty hard when you're working with the guys that, you know, you've now got to manage the guys you've worked with. And that's a pretty big jump for guys going into that supervisor role. And it's typical of tradesmen that become supervisors.
But
you've you know, you've got to make that step change. Mm.